After a jump in its stock price of more than 9% on Tuesday, stock in Cambridge-based biotech giant Biogen fell nearly 3% in trading yesterday. The roller coaster follows a Wall Street Journal report this week that Biogen could be a takeover target. Biogen leadership is not commenting. For a sense of what to make of all this, we turn now to Peter Cohen. He's visiting lecturer on strategy and entrepreneurship at Babson College and joins us this morning via Skype. Good morning, Peter, and thanks.
You're welcome. Good morning.
So read the tea leaves for us. Biogen's chief executive is stepping down. The Wall Street Journal reports this week that pharma giants such as Merck are interested in buying Biogen out. Is this the right time for such a major move? Does this seem logical to you?
It does seem logical that they would. This would happen after he resigned without a successor. The fact that there's no successor sort of puts it in play, even though the company has declined that it's actively seeking a buyer. I think that might be a negotiating target. And actually, Biogen is doing really, really well right now. The question that comes to mind is whether it will be able to make money in the Alzheimer's market. That's the key to the whole thing. They have drugs in the pipeline, but the question is whether they will actually get to the finish line and get FDA approval. If they do, Biogen is worth a lot more than it's trading at right now. And if not, it might actually go down in value.
So does that mean that a suitor might wait until it finds out if the FDA approves these Alzheimer's drugs? Or do suitors move now to try and grab Biogen even before we know what's going to happen to those drugs?
Well, it depends on the suitor. If you look at Merck, which was one of the companies that was considered to be a suitor, it's really suffering from a growth decline. Over the last 3 years, its revenues have dropped at a 5.8% annual rate, and it has much less profit than the average company in the industry. So Merck really needs what Biogen has, which is 12% revenue growth and very, very high profit margins of 34%. Whereas Allergan, which is also considered a suitor, is really doing fantastically well. In fact, maybe even better than Biogen. So it doesn't really need to go in and buy Biogen as much as Merck does.
Biogen, of course, is a major player in the Boston-Cambridge area. What could such a sale mean to this region in terms of jobs, do you think?
Well, it will definitely mean some layoffs. In fact, analysts expect a merger between, say, Merck and Biogen to cut about half of Biogen's operating expenses, which means that if you are working in Biogen in fields like finance or human resources, your job may be vulnerable. However, if you're working on research for Biogen in areas like Alzheimer's or muscular dystrophy, you are probably going to be okay. Another thing that's interesting to look at is that some of these companies that acquired Boston-based companies or Cambridge-based companies are actually looking to hire a lot of people, more than just about everybody else in the local area. So, for example, one of the companies that is looking to hire is Sanofi Genzyme. They lead the pack in the area in terms of the number of unfilled jobs they have. And Takeda is also looking to hire, and they are number three. And the second biggest company looking to hire is Vertex, which is independent and based in Boston.
If Biogen is sold, or maybe I should say if Biogen is purchased, does that probably mean that its headquarters move out of the area?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whoever acquires this company, if it's Merck, which is based in New Jersey, the headquarters would definitely move to New Jersey.
Let me ask you one last question. What's your gut tell you as to when we'll know whether this might happen?
I think it's going to happen before November. Something is going to happen in November that could have tremendous significance to the future of America and the world. And I think that people are going to try and close deals before that happens, unless it becomes very certain that one of the candidates is not going to be elected.
Peter Cohen, lecturer at Babson College on strategy and entrepreneurship. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.